Once in Spain or in Russia, someplace European like so. Was a scientist, this one was mad like it usually goes. He obtained a small pumpkin, the only one there was in town. Yes, he made it a monster, although his intentions were sound. Eduardo O'Lantern was half man, half pumpkin. Yes, thanks to the lightning, so buff and so frightening, I'm scared. Eduardo O'Lantern, your name was confusing. Were you Mexican, Irish, perhaps, and is not here nor there? T'was a drought that they suffered from, turning the vegetables brown. And the scientist brought them Eduardo to save the whole town. See, despite his great size and his rippling muscles abound, he could nurture the plants by slamming his fist to the ground. Eduardo O'Lantern, they didn't understand you. Saw as a beast, but you wouldn't have feasted on bone. Eduardo O'Lantern could have been their savior. They could have survived if they had simply left you alone. Eduardo faced the farmers and he slammed his massive hands. He tried to use his powers to revitalize the land. The town folk saw Eduardo and they went into a panic. A pumpkin-headed muscle man, they thought it was satanic. He couldn't speak a word and so he couldn't quite explain. He was a peaceful creature with a turnip for a brain. They prodded him with pitchforks and they screamed abomination. He still refused the urge of just abandoning his station. The town folk, ever foolish, they continued to protest. They threatened Eduardo O'Lantern with a torches to his chest. He couldn't take the heat, you see, and burned into his crisp. And with no crops to feed them, yes, the town ceased to exist. Eduardo O'Lantern, lad, we hardly knew ye. Your screams born of agony were only met by deaf ears. Eduardo O'Lantern could have been their hero. His mass vegetation could have saved their lives and careers. Oh, Eduardo O'Lantern was half man, half pumpkin. Yes, thanks to the lightning, so buff and so frightening, I'm scared. Eduardo O'Lantern, your name was confusing. Were you Mexican?